Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
While Kathy was giving the traffic report, Casey and I were whispering back and forth off mic here. And oddly enough, Casey's situation directly ties into the conversation that we're going to have.
No way.
Yes, it does. So he handed me a note, first of all. It says right here, neither stall has toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. That's from yesterday midday.
Casey, I told Preston
I had to go to two different bathrooms to get toilet paper.
Casey had to run off to head to the restroom.
Wow.
And what happened? What was your encounter in there?
Well, first of all, can I ask you, do you guys check to see if there's toilet paper before you start
laying? I do, yeah. Okay. If I know I'm going to be really doing some reconstruction.
Yeah.
But they're usually pretty good here. I mean, there's rarely a time where there's no toilet paper or paper towel.
Remember that time you didn't have toilet paper?
Here's the deal, though, Kathy. With there's a whole bunch of construction going on here, and so there's more crews of guys using it. God bless them, and that's totally fine.
You're right.
But we are going through paper a lot quicker.
Well, and the paper towels were all out yesterday, too. Wasn't just the toilet paper.
So I did not check the toilet paper dispenser before sitting down and doing my business.
Right.
Tell you the truth, didn't have a whole lot of time to decide, you know. So I did my business. I saw that there was no toilet. I mean, I literally had a Seinfeld moment where, I go, oh, Jesus. But I see feet next to me. I go, do you happen to have a square to spare? And it was Connor.
A friendly face.
And he goes, no, I don't.
There wasn't.
He didn't have any?
I thought he was kidding around. He goes, I was actually waiting for you to finish so I could stand up and do what I needed to do.
Uh-huh.
Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Luckily, I always go with baby wipes. But, you know, the baby wipes is the last thing I do. I usually go.
But at least you had something.
Do you know what would have taken care of this issue? If they had bidets on those toilets like I have at home.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So what I was able to do is I was able to do what I needed to do. And then
did you do what you were able to do? With the baby wipes.
With the baby wipes. And then I grabbed some paper towels for Connor. And then I handed Connor some paper towels.
You didn't lend Connor a baby wipe?
I only had two, and I needed both.
Oh, I thought you had a whole. I thought you took the whole box.
It's do or die time.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, and are those. Do you flush those?
No.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Where do you put them?
I throw them in the trash. You know.
Well, that's better. Yeah. I mean, it's Kathy probably finds it really disgusting.
Oh, but awful.
Are you judging by the incredible wincing face she's making?
But so you don't want to clog up the.
I don't want to clog up the toilet.
Yeah, the toilets, absolutely. Kathy, people throw diapers and stuff in those trash.
But it's wrapped up. It's not like
it's wrapped up. You know, for somebody who's rooting around in the. In the trash can.
It's disgusting.
Oh, shut up.
No, it is.
It's Kathy. What did you expect? Of course.
It's not disgusting. It's a freaking trash can.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of poop.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about San Francisco for a moment.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
It's a world-class city. I mean, it's a tourist mecca that boasts 25 million
visitors. The city of lights.
Visitors
the windy year. City.
It's
the city by the bay.
That's Chicago. Yes, windy city.
I knew I'd get to it.
The Golden Gate Bridge, cable cars, all that stuff.
Land of the Parthenon.
No.
No?
No.
Movie stars.
That's LA.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah. Trafalgar Square.
Nope. London.
St. Petersburg.
San Francisco hosts an estimated homeless population of 7,500 people.
Ah, just to sit there and watch the Volga.
But affluent sections of the city have become dangerous with open-air drug use, tens of thousands of discarded needles, and sadly, loads and loads of human feces on the streets. Listen to this. There are some numbers. There are some numbers in. Since 2001, there have been at least 118,352 reported instances of human fecal matter on the streets of San Francisco.
San Francisco. So that's Preston, right. My wife is going to be going to San Francisco in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I seriously told her she may want to consider downloading that app.
Yeah.
Because there is an app that helps you avoid. What a disgusting state of affairs. One of the most beautiful cities in the country.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's why. I mean, you know, it's the weather is favorable,
and it's great for outside pooping.
That's right,
and I love it.
But that's the homeless population is huge there because I mean, you can live.
Well, listen, you can live outside because it is beautiful. Gets a little chilly because you're that city by the bay.
Yeah, new mayor London Breed won election by promising to clean things up.
Do you remember when Journey sang about that city?
Yeah, that's right. The lights go down in the city. However, conditions are the same or worse. Last year, the number of reports spiked to an all-time high of 28,084 instances of human feces in the first quarter of 2019. This year, the pace continued with 6,676 instances of human waste in the public way.
Dear God. So yeah. Is this a novelty? Is this a joke? We're looking at an interactive map of reports of sightings.
No, this is
a legit picture?
This is from the story I'm reading to you right now.
Oh, yes. My God. This city is awash in crap.
The auditors at what's called OpenTheBooks.com plotted.
That's a lot of poop.
All reported human waste since 2011 using latitude and longitude address coordinates of all the cases closed by the San Francisco Department of Public Works.
Yes, I just spotted a turd 22 degrees northwest. Longitude. Give you latitude, the whole thing.
What? But what other sort of course of action can they take?
There's really not a lot.
More public bathrooms, which is going to create more places for people to inject their drugs or whatever. I had an instance where I was having breakfast in San Francisco at a restaurant, and a homeless man walked in and did his business next to me, but it wasn't. He was throwing up violently. And like it splattered on the floor, and then he went and like took a bath in the sink, and then he left. You know, so I don't know what.
Welcome to San Francisco.
Exactly.
Hey, you avoided poop. You win.
So by the way, and we're going to take these calls that are coming in. There were 118 city neighborhoods affected. However, 72% of all cases since 2008 were reported in just 10. Neighborhoods, and I have those neighborhoods here if you'd like
lay them out.
Okay.
What are the neighborhoods to avoid?
Let's start at number 10 and work our way up, okay? What?
Number 10 in the poop neighborhood countdown.
I have sound effects for this.
Number 10 is the financial district.
Number 10.
That's where you'll find some of the poop. Number 9 is North Beach.
North Beach.
Number 8 is Showplace Square. Number 7 is Potrero Hill.
Potrero Hill.
6 is Lower Knob Hill.
Number 6.
At number 6 on the poop countdown, Lower Knob Hill. Now you figure Lower Knob Hill would have more poop than Upper Knob Hill because poop rolls downhill.
By the way, our guest host on the countdown today,
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
I left my heart, and apparently many people are leaving a lot more. And much of it includes corn.
Number 5 is Mission Dolores. Number 4.
Your mission, Dolores, is to take a poop on the street.
Number 4 is the Civic Center.
At number 4, the Civic Center. It's just knee-deep poop.
You played many shows
many
in the Civic
shows
Center.
There. Yeah. A lot of happy audiences walking out now, sloshing through the poop. Better bring your fly fishing waders.
Sloshing through the poop.
Bring your snowshoes.
Number 3 is the Mission District. Number 2.
The Mission District.
Number 2 is South of Market. And number 1.
At number 1 on the poop community countdown.
Yeah. Is Tenderloin.
Tenderloin.
Which looks like a big turd anyway.
It does,
like
yeah.
Tenderloin. With 30,865 instances since 2008 of human feces on reported.
So honestly, you know what has and to the point, Casey. There's a lot of homeless drug addiction, obviously, that's going on out there. So you're right; they're not gonna go look for. But I mean, this is so off the charts, and also the city has they've done away with. They've made it virtually impossible to move people out of areas, yeah. And they're some say overly accommodating in many ways. But whatever the case is, that's a lot of poop.
Well, also, I mean, you really can't win in this scenario. There was it a church that had like installed a sprinkler system in their sort of vestibule area? Because that's where the homeless people were going to sleep and poop, you know. But this is where congregants have to walk through to get the services.
It is a medical hazard,
right?
Yeah, so exactly. you're dealing dangerous. With exposed used needles and human feces,
right?
And they're in fact they're seeing an uptick in diseases associated with human fecal matter.
I mean,
the area that you haven't seen in a while.
Honestly, my heart does go out to anybody.
Heart goes out to you.
That is homeless and drug addicted. I mean, it really, really does. But then there's also other people in this world that shouldn't have to traverse this nonsense.
He's taking a stand.
Exactly.
No
man.
Traversing that nonsense.
You sound like a member of Hydra.
Yep. So, damn it, what was I going to bring up? Oh, yeah. So we have a few calls from people on the line. Somebody wants to share their first time in San Francisco, what they saw. And it made me realize that I had an interesting first visit to San Francisco and what I saw.
Did you see poop?
I was in eighth grade, so I was, you know, a teenager. And,
pre-poop.
My dad and I took a trip out there, and we're driving down the road. We pull up to... our friend was driving. I'm in the backseat. We pull up to an intersection. We stop. A dude walks over to the car.
Yeah.
Facing me, the window where I am, reaching his pants and started spanking it.
No way.
Wow.
I mean, Steve, not more than 3 feet away from the window.
Facing you.
Yeah.
Facing you in the car. You're stopped at a light.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And everybody in the car died laughing. It was hilarious. We're like, look at that guy. He's jerking it.
One day you'll be a successful broadcaster.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That was my first time in San Francisco. It's an interesting city. I'm going to go to Casey on the phones. Hi, Casey. Good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, Casey. What's up?
All right. My first time is not as traumatizing as yours.
Okay.
But I was 10. My dad took me to San Francisco. First time on an airplane. We were walking on the street, and there was a homeless man, because there's many, obviously. And he saw me, looked at me, and audibly pooped his pants right in front of me.
Oh, my God.
You could tell it was very intentful.
It was very what?
Intentful.
Oh, very intense. Did it on purpose? He crammed his own pants?
And that's my biggest memory from that beautiful city.
Well, let me ask you, and stop and think about it, Casey. At least he was crapping within his pants.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
He was socially concerned. But you could tell, and you could hear it, right?
I could hear it.
Wow.
I could absolutely hear it. And I was a little girl. And my dad was like, "Let's go."
Well, I mean, did it look like you know, like when like a 1 year old or a 2 year old craps their pants,
like that look on the face?
They had the look on the face. Oh, the eyes water up just a little bit as they're like,
I wanted to go home.
You can totally
Thank
tell
you, Casey.
when a baby is crapping their pants.
I saw a dude, and this was in Manhattan years ago. And, you know, New York's been known to have a history of dudes just, it was right outside of Central Park. Why the guy couldn't find some tree within a super large park to take a dump? He's outside on the pavement.
Yeah.
Pants down, taking a full dump.
I have a great story in the Bizarre File, which is similar to that, coming up. By the way, here's a text. It says, I work at Reading Terminal Market, and the stairway to our basement, which is only accessible by employees, has a big sign that says, no pissing.
No, really?
Because homeless people would follow employees down after they had to enter the passcode and use the stairwell as a bathroom.
Oh, my God. Listen, as you said, hearts out to you if you've fallen on hard times or whatever the situation is. But, dear God, I mean, that's... We were looking. You got to see this map. We got to post that up on the website.
The poop map.
You can't see San Francisco through the poop.
Yeah.
Is it
right? You can't. What an incredible thing to see. It's the realization of a dream started years ago with a hearty taco meal and an open anus.
Steve, the one spot that's actually kind of open on that map is the Presidio,
which is a very expensive area to live in.
Well, yeah, but it also has some green area, which you would think would allow for
perfect
people
for pooping. I agree. Doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
Seems the wealthiest areas are bereft of poop.
Here's Clint, went to San Francisco last week. Hey, Clint, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Clint?
So this is actually like 2 years ago. Me and my wife went to San Francisco for our honeymoon. And we read about this banh mi sandwich shop, so we go out of our way like a half hour to the financial district to go to it. And as we're walking in, there's literally a guy swaying back and forth, I guess drunk, squatting in the middle of the street. And, of course, the first thing I did was film it and send it to all my buddies.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you're a concerned citizen.
Yeah, exactly. So we go, we get the sandwich, come out. This dude is now passed out outside the shop and somehow has high heels on. I don't think he had high heels on at first.
Somebody came by and put them on him.
Well, he was part of Crap a Mile in Her Shoes, Preston.
Oh, yeah, that's what that was.
It's a different charity.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So we went, We went, we ate the sandwiches in a park where there's a bunch of kids from a school playing. Ugh. And they walk out of the park. You hear all the kids just go, ew! Oh. And there's a turd in their way. And the teachers are just like, now, now, kids, it's nothing we haven't seen before. That's San Francisco in a nutshell from what
So was that your one and only? Or because... Because we were seeing what looks like a ridiculous amount of spotty poop conditions around San Francisco. Did you encounter it again, or was that your one experience?
Oh, no. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Oh, like, my God.
You always keep, in the city, you always keep an eye out, but there it's, like, everywhere.
Wow.
You know, it's wild.
All right. Thanks, Clint.
How do you live like that? How if you're just trying to live and conduct, as you said, Case, you're getting your kids off to school or back and forth or whatever.
Yeah.
How do you, it's like running serpentine.
Oh, I thought you were asking how do they live like
that. No, I'm saying how just people who are not, you know, whatever the condition is that leads people to openly take a dump in the middle of the street.
I think generally people are very, very compassionate.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when you're too compassionate.
Yeah.
By the way, 30 zip codes in the city were affected. However, just 4 locations had the highest concentration of human feces.
That's a lot of poop.
The number one zip code was 94102.
Just think of like
since 2000. I'm not done yet. Since 2008, over 20.
Let the man talk. He's talking about poop.
Over 23,800 cases of human waste were reported in the heart of San Francisco. There were 13 reports of human feces right in front of City Hall.
Right in front of City Hall.
17 events at the U.S. Marshal's office.
Preston, how much diarrhea?
And 67 reports at the Tenderloin Police Station.
Can we break it down to categories?
So they're being blatant about where they're going.
Turds, diarrhea, squirts, the whole deal.
Roughly one in every 3 cases citywide occurred in the 2 zip codes of 94102 and 94103. They border each other.
There were, okay.
And then one more thing here. In zip code 94109, a prestigious area, home to such landmarks as the San Francisco Maritime National Park.
Ah, the Maritime National Park. I love it so.
Great American Music Hall.
Great American Music. The American Songbook.
The Regency Ballroom.
Regency Ballroom, where I once danced with Loretta Lynn.
And the Leho Leho Yacht Club.
Leho 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 Yacht Club.
Where
I did a whole weekend of shows with Howie Mandel.
There.
Wow. You get around.
I get around.
Dude, it's Tony Bennett.
It's easy to travel when you learn how to skateboard on poop. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Some people see the window as half closed. I see it as half open. There's opportunity here to get around.
There were 11,287 instances of human waste within that particular zip.
Break out the snowboard. We're going downhill. I wonder what the condition of that, what is that classic street that weaves
Lombard
back?
Street.
Lombard Street.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Probably not. I mean, that's kind of a nicer area.
I did a run down that. It was incredible. I'm a snowboard.
On your snowboard?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Going back to this map, I'm sorry, Casey, did you want to say something?
No.
Okay.
I love you.
I do love you. On this map, there are 2 islands that the Bay Bridge crosses, Yerba Buena and Treasure Island. There is poop incidents on those islands, which means... that people are walking across the bridge
to get privacy,
to get out on this island.
I mean, think about what a shameful act this is. Yeah. Think about how you feel when somebody walks into a public restroom as you're dumping,
right.
and shame you feel.
Let me ask. So, if you're doing that, is there anything, Nick, that indicates that it's occurring actually on the 2 famous bridges of San Francisco?
I didn't see any poop on the bridge itself.
Well, thank God, there's a sense of decency.
Right.
Do you guys encounter or hear of anything like this here?
Listen, I got lots of calls we can go to if you
all
want.
Right.
Let me go to Melanie. Hey, Melanie, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, Melanie, so you had an experience.
Yes. So it's not about San Francisco. I have been to San Francisco, and that is a really weird city.
Yep.
I've had a lot of weird things happen there. But my story is about Philly, because I go to...
The cradle of our nations.
I go to school in Philly. I go to college there. But I commute from New Jersey. And my first year, my mom did not want me to go in the city at all. Like, she's super nervous. And I was fighting with her about it. I was like, please, it's really not that bad. I've been there. It's on Broad Street. So she finally lets me go. And, like, the first time she dropped me off, We're driving down Broad Street, and my brother's in the car, and we see this guy carrying, like, a huge black bag. We're like, what does he have? And my mom's like, he's got a body in the bag. My brother and my mom are, like, making fun of him. And I'm like, and I'm like, that's Carl, like, trying to mess with her. And all of a sudden, Carl turns around and takes his...
See that? Melanie.
And she's like, oh, my God, no!
He took a dump... Did he take a dump in? Did he take a dump in the bag?
No, he literally just took a dump on the street. Like, I've never seen that, and I'm in Philly every day. Like, that's not a normal thing.
You know what though? You just made me think of something, Melanie. I don't know if this has ever been proposed, or I don't even know if it's something that would have any traction.
Bring a bag.
What if you were to dispense?
Yeah.
To the population, at least.
Of San Francisco.
Of San Francisco.
Poop bags.
Poop bags. Like, honestly.
Now, they would leave those laying around. You know that. They might poop in them and then just leave them.
But still, if you made it
easier
so
to clean it up.
Bizarrely or incredibly easy to seal it, at least. Because, oh my, you're taking, this is, you know, Pierre always talks. You've been to San Francisco. You just said you were.
It's phenomenal.
Gorgeous city.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God!
You can't you can't buy groceries in plastic bags in San Francisco. It's all paper bags.
Sweet, yeah. You mother
effer. Still poop in a paper bag.
You're right. Paper or plastic. Yeah. You know what?
That's a song title, by the way, for Tony Bennett. You can still poop in a paper bag.
Still, you know what I love about San Francisco? Old school. You can still poop in a paper bag.
Yeah.
And it's incredible, too, because as it seeps through, it creates all sorts of origami designs on the outside of the bag.
Jesus.
It's like a Rorschach test.
Would you like to speak to a former addict who has pooped in public before?
Please.
All right. I think that's what this is. I can't tell from the message up on the board here. Hi, Scott. You're on the air.
Hi, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. All right. So, Scott, is this correct? You're a former addict and you had to do this type of thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you're sick and you got to go, it comes. There ain't no waiting.
Right. So you use no control.
No control at all. So I can understand why most homeless people, they'll go behind a building, they'll go in private, but that stuff that's all over the street, they're the addicts. They can't hold it. There's no control.
I think you're probably right, because they obviously in San Francisco as well, as the whole country is experiencing, they have an out of control drug problem.
Absolutely. I was, I'm from the Camden area. I work in Philly and I got on the bus. And as soon as I got on the bus, you know, it's that feeling of just fear. You know it's coming. There's no stopping it. And I'm going over the bridge. I'm hitting the button. There's no stop for another 10, 15 minutes. I went to the very back of the bus. I thought that I could be real quiet and discreet and just squeeze it out. And it was like when you put your thumb over a garden hose. It shot. It was making...
Oh, my God. So, Scott.
All over the back of the seat, I had to take my shirt off, use my wife beater to white whip a sock, and I immediately got off the bus in the first stop, and everyone on there knew what happened because they could smell it, and every day after that, I got the bus after that. I never got that bus.
Scott, was just a question. Was that rock bottom, or did you get even lower at some point?
Oh, man. I've been lower places than that in my life. But
wow. How did you pull it back, Scott?
I was just tired of putting my wife through hell for 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, I was an addict for about 8 years, like eight of the worst years of my life. But, you know, 10, 15 years I was using. But the last 5 years, I completely drained this girl of everything to where when she came home from work, she would sit in the parking lot and cry herself to sleep.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you got your life. Is your life indeed together now?
Oh, I own my own house. I run a company, you know, with 12 employees under me.
Okay.
And
God bless you. That's awesome. Let me ask you with your insight, Scott, do you see any way? I mean, we're having a little fun with Tony Bennett, you know, snowboarding on poop. But can you, if you were to suggest a way to correct what's going on, like with San Francisco, is there any light at the end of the tunnel or insight you could provide us?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, it's a shame, you know. I really don't. I'm at a loss of words right now.
No, I understand.
It's a per case.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
I say all the time, like, in these areas with a lot of homeless people, they should have like a porta potty system with like some kind of water system where they can get showers and clean themselves up. You know, it wouldn't be that bad.
Why don't they have that? More porta potties around. Wouldn't that at least help?
Well, but then you have issues with that. People living inside
and shooting up inside,
injecting and all that. It's
I don't know. It's better than poop on the street.
It's a vicious cycle thing.
Better than poop on the street.
Yeah, but I don't know if it is though.
Better.
I seen a lady in Camden 2 days ago walk down the street, and I knew she pulled her pants down. I videotaped it, and she just started pooping right out front of Cooper Hospital. And there's security guards out there and everything, and no one's going to confront that person or go over to them. You know what I mean? They just go about their business.
Well, you need to do the right thing and send that into AFE.
Oh, shut up. All right, Scott, hey, I'm glad you got everything together, man. Thanks for sharing. We appreciate it. But that's if that wasn't rock bottom, dear Lord.
What's the closest? I know, Casey, we've talked about a couple of incidents, but what have you ever had to defecate near public?
I evacuated accidentally in my own shorts a couple times.
Evacuated.
You know, literally, I thought I was going to fart type of thing.
Oh, the shart.
And not just a shart. I mean,
a full
bowl on. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I had
diarrhea. Were you in public?
Yeah, I was on a skating rink.
Good Lord.
What, were you like a giant spirograph?
No, it was contained. I was wearing tighty whities. I wasn't wearing boxers.
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh, I thought you were wearing like white pants.
No. No, it happened on a roller skating rink.
What kind of move were you doing?
I don't know. I was just skating around at that point. But
And what, did you get like an afterburner effect? Did you speed up?
It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
And then another time was in a crowded bar. I told you guys about that.
I'm not remembering
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was at Harpo's on the Landing, and it was mobbed. It was packed, and I'm standing.
Did you end up looking like Harpo with the whang, whang?
And I was there with, like, you know, six people. We all came together, and we had only been there about a half hour. There was no way in hell we were leaving right then.
Oh, man.
And I didn't tell anybody, and it slipped out, and I fortunately there was like a pole that I just kind of leaned up against.
Oh my God.
And I stayed there, and I didn't move for 2 hours, and then because I wasn't going to tell anybody.
Was there a discernible odor?
It was so packed. No.
Okay.
It was
all right.
So
well,
packed.
God,
there was people
God.
Smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoke inside and everything. And I stood there, and I eventually had somebody take me home, and I just threw my clothes away.
We're locking up now, buddy.
Yeah, it was.
We're closing up now.
It was bad. Now, I've never, not that I ever can recall, dropped trowel outside and done my business that way, except maybe, you know, out in nature, camping or whatever.
Sure.
You know, but no, I've never had to, dude, I have to do this now.
I've never, ever.
Hunch over like
ever
a dog.
Defecated outside.
Wow. Let me tell you, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah. But
there's
yes.
no upside.
There is no upside.
There's no upside.
Yeah. But anyhow, this, I know we've talked about it before.
This is staggering.
But this map, if you look at the locations, you quite literally, because of the little, what do they call those? The little pins?
Yeah.
They're
actually like brown, too.
That are placed on the map. You can't even see the city of San Francisco because there's been that many of pooping.
And as Nick points out, there are islands with poop on them, too.
Yeah. Crossing bridges.
Yeah, you can go to PrestonSteve.com right now if you want to check out the map.
Sure. Makes a great holiday gift.
Yep. So a little tour through
San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Rice-a-roni.
City by the Bay.
Yep. What a beautiful place.
Clap if you know this one.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.